Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you need something quick and convenient like my family does, my ultimate high-protein dinner hack is grabbing pre-marinated steak tips and making them extra crispy and charred in the air fryer while the inside stays juicy and medium rare. I can't say enough about the convenience of Omaha Steaks. Thanks to them, I always have the highest quality proteins on hand. Enjoy exceptional flavor in the convenience of Omaha Steaks during their Spring Savings event. Omaha Steaks is your weeknight win. And right now, you can get the world's best everyday protein during their Spring Savings event. Go to omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to shop their Spring Savings event and use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe Iconic Army.
Borahe.
We are going to be seeing BTS in Tampa night two. We are so, so grateful and fortunate and lucky and just feeling so, so excited and happy to have tickets in our hands.
Yes.
It's crazy. We really were so nervous about ticketing. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about just our experience with getting BTS tickets, a lot of what ARMY's experiences were like getting tickets. And then, of course, we're going to get into some of the more recent BTS comeback news and album and concert news. So definitely stay tuned for all of that, guys. It's going to be a really fun episode.
Yes, there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Like I said, we're going to just real casually tell you about our ticketing experience and what we went through with Ticketmaster. And then we're going to talk about all of ARMY's experience, just like generally with all of the ticket sales across the world. And then we're going to talk more about just like the BTS comeback concert. We just got some new news with Netflix. That's pretty exciting. So that's going to be discussed all in today's episode.
Yeah. Before we get too far into it, we want to say thanks so much, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. Before recording, Bethany and I were chatting like, once BTS comes back, we're going to have like 5 or 6 episodes in a row about all of this incredible content that we're expecting and anticipating. And, you know, we truly do it for the love of BTS and the love of sharing that with you, Iconics. And so, you know, we just appreciate it and we can't wait to talk about it all with you. If you'd like to support us a little bit further and have access to our Patreon, consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening.
Okay, so let's get into our ticketing story, because this was really, I feel like we associate BTS ticketing with a lot of stress, anxiety, trauma. I remember like sitting on a forest floor on a hike after not getting tickets to Yoongi's concert, mm-hmm. like just despairing, okay? Mm-hmm. So we did get really lucky this time, like Bethany said, and there was a lot that went into it. So we had a group of 4 hoping for tickets. It's me and Bethany, and then Bethany's older sister Britt and our friend Caroline. And with all of our ARMY memberships, we just decided to divide our choices of cities between Chicago, Tampa, Arlington, El Paso, and Las Vegas. So I think we all chose Chicago, and like 2 of us were going for Tampa, 2 of us Arlington, 1 El Paso, and 1 Las Vegas, just to like mix it up, mm-hmm. just to spread ourselves, just, you know, in case. Yes. And I think we all decided our first choice was Chicago, but we were going to obviously go for Tampa and Arlington also and just see what we could get and if there was something that we wanted at those dates.
Right. Like Chicago is the closest city to where we are located. And so that was kind of our first choice. It's just more realistic for travel. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of family in Chicago area. So it just made a lot of sense. But part of me, and I think part of you too, Kayla, was like, man, Tampa is the first dates. Like, we gotta, like, can we wait until August? Like, I don't think I can wait till August. I was like, let's see if we can make Tampa happen. So both you and I put Tampa as our cities, whereas Caroline and Brittany ended up going with, like,
Arlington.
Arlington. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, and thank goodness we did. I remember, so, like, I really appreciate about Ticketmaster this time, the staggered presale times. So, like, Bethany, you and I took off work. Britt took off work. We were ready to be, like, on Ticketmaster all day, just hoping to get tickets at, like, one location, you know? And I remember you and I were both up, like, 7 a.m., 6 a.m., you know, already, like, making breakfast. And we were texting. Like, I remember texting you, I don't even know if I should make myself coffee this morning because I'm so anxious already. Like, do I need this extra?
Yeah, you know I like to crack open a Celsius in the morning. I'm like, absolutely not today. Like, I just... just my stomach cannot handle it.
I was going back and forth between which coffee mug I wanted to use as, like, good luck. I have a BTS, like, DNA mug, and then but that's just, like, little designs, and it says DNA. It's really cute. And then I have a mug that's, like, a picture of, like, OT7, like a family photo from Festa. And I was being pulled towards that one, so I used it, and I felt like that was good luck, like, using that mug that day. And then, let's see, we could join the queue at like 7:30, and Bethany, you and I both joined immediately, and then we were just texting like crazy, so we just ended up FaceTiming. Like, let's just FaceTime. Yeah. Let's figure this out.
And we FaceTimed with Brittany too. Yeah. She was there for support. And truthfully, going in, we said, you know what, Tampa is kind of like practice.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't our number one choice. We'll just see it as a practice round. Give us a feel for Ticketmaster.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See how it's gonna go.
Right. And honestly, we said we'll only buy tickets for Tampa if we could get VIP sound check. Like
that's the tickets we want.
Yeah. That's
the best tickets that
exactly.
we could get.
And that's the only thing that makes it worth, like, traveling to Tampa. And then otherwise we just get in there, see what prices are like, and then try for Chicago. It was fun FaceTiming before they went on sale, because we were able to look at a map of the stadium and brainstorm which area around the stage or which sections we would want. And we were looking at, what was it? Was it Section B or something right there in the...
Section B is where we're at,
B for BTS. But we were, you know, there's like the sections on like the long side of the stage. And I was like, but wait, Bethany, look at these ones, like B and K, where they're like kind of nestled in to, you can see the main stage, but also like the runways coming off of it. And we thought, how cool would that be? Because then we were going to see them right there on stage, but also coming out on the runways next to us. So we were kind of, you know, brainstorming, planning. And then 8 a.m. hits, and oh my gosh, your screen refreshed so much faster than mine, and I was stressed. I was like, I'm gonna get kicked out, mine isn't working. I think when yours refreshed, it was at like 38,000 and 40,000. For both days.
I immediately was getting Hope on the Stage flashbacks. Like, that ticketing experience was one of the worst ticketing experiences I've ever had to go through. And Yoongi's concert D-Day was pretty brutal as well. But, like, it was just me doing Hope on the Stage. And I mean, I waited hours, I felt like, before I finally got through that queue. And I was like 40,000 plus in line. So seeing that my number was at 30 something thousand, I was like, damn, like, we're screwed. We're so screwed.
Deflated.
Like, we're not going to get tickets. Yeah.
Well, and then mine finally refreshed, and my day one was at like 3,000 people ahead of me, and my day two was at freaking like under 2,000 people ahead of me. I could not believe it. I feel like we were all screaming on the phone. Like,
I was like, Kayla, get it, go.
Get it,
you got
get
it.
In there.
You got this. Like, I was just hyping you.
And then, like, all we could do was just sit there and watch the numbers go down. I was like, 800, 400, you know? And then we finally got in. I say finally, but all of this happened within like literally 5 minutes. And I immediately zoomed right into section B. I see that there's four seats in row four that I'm like, oh my God, they're VIP soundcheck. Bethany and Brittany were like, click on them, get them.
Go,
and
like, take them. Put them in the cart.
Right. By the time I did, they were taken. But then right behind them in row five, there was four more tickets literally right there. And I was like, I'm going row five. And got them in the cart and like had them in there. Oh my God.
I will say, even though you're like, you know, I'm going for five, but you were so calm, honestly. You were just like, all right, row four got taken, but there's four in row five. I'm going to click on row five. We're like, yes, like, yes, absolutely. But you had it together.
I was like, had like the, you know, my profession like prepared me to be like calm in the middle of chaos, you know? Mm-hmm. I just locked in.
You did.
Yeah. And so we got them in the cart. We were like sharing credit cards for whose card we're going to put it on. Brittany gave me hers. And like I definitely typed in something wrong and it didn't go through. And then
Bethany, I had my card in hand.
Yes,
I was like,
you were reading off the numbers. These are not the numbers, but it was like military. Harry, like it was like 8, 9, 7, 5, 6, like it was just so, and I was like, yep, it helped too because I already know your address, so I was like typing in your address even before you were saying it. But the whole time I was so scared that like the tickets were gonna go away because, you know, we had them in the cart but they weren't paid for yet, whatever.
Right.
But there was like a timer ticking down. We had like 8 minutes until they'd be gone. And we got them. We freaking got them. VIP sound check. Row five. Tampa. It's always fucking day two for us.
Day two.
Oh my gosh. It's
the golden day for us. Yeah. VIP. It really feels like Map of the Soul 7 karma finally circling back to us. Like, this is it. We have never gone to a BTS soundcheck. We had tickets for VIP soundcheck for Map of the Soul 7.
Gold
and then
soundcheck.
COVID happened. Yes, yeah. Gold soundcheck. Like, really top of the line, you know? And we were so excited to see them for a soundcheck. And I mean, that was Black Swan on time period shadow. Robbed. Like, I mean, what a freaking amazing album.
Yeah.
Map of the Soul 7. And so, I mean, we have just mourned those tickets for literally years.
Yeah.
Like, it has been six years of mourning that loss. And so it just feels like it's so blissful. Like, this is the time that they're coming back after military service. It's been so long. And here we are, VIP soundcheck. And it just feels so good. We're so lucky. Gosh. We're so grateful. We feel like deserving army, though. You know, like, we deserve to be
We've been here.
Like, soundcheck.
We fought for
this.
We've
been here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like,
so we're so happy.
Yeah. Seriously, I think we were completely, like, we had bought the tickets by, like, 8:15, 8:20, you know, like.
Oh, that was the best part of it, too.
That was crazy. Then we had the whole day.
We had the whole day after that. Like, we could just, like, relax.
Yeah.
Instead of the entire day being stressful trying to get tickets.
Yeah. We just rode that wave. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, we had so much energy. We're like, all right, let's book our flights. Let's book our VRBO. We got a rental car. Like, we just got it all set in stone. Yeah, all of the hotels, to no surprise, were already booked up.
Yeah.
And there was even one Airbnb that I was like trying to get everyone's like feedback on, but we didn't have time for feedback. Like, by the time we went to go book it,
it was
gone.
Yeah.
But we have a VRBO that we're staying at. Everything is booked. It's really so exciting.
We literally just have to make it to that weekend in April. So we'll see them on the 26th. Then we're doing like a real quick trip turnaround just with everybody's work schedules. We're flying in on Saturday, concert Sunday. We're leaving on Monday. So
quick we'll be little there Tampa for a very trip. short amount of time.
Yeah.
But all for BTS. I cannot wait. Uh-huh. I cannot wait.
It's still so unreal.
It really is unreal. Like, even just talking about it right now, it still has not fully sunken in that this is happening. And I just am also so grateful because I'm just an impatient person, truthfully. But getting to see them at the end of April? Are you kidding me? Like, it's February.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, like, it's like so close.
Basically 2 months away. Like, it just is so insane to think about that. And they're going to be right in front of us. They're going to be right in front of us. I can't with all of the armies who keep sharing like the SeatGeek AI like view. And there's like a crane kind of on that side of the stage. And I'm like, you know what? You don't know that there's a crane there. Like, this is like.
Right. And even if there is,
they're going to be right there.
And it's the crane is very like slim and it will be moving. It'll be moving. Like it'll be one of those things your brain just like erases as you're watching the concert because everything else going on, you know, plus we'll be far enough back. We're not like barricades. So we'll have like a bigger view of the stage from where we're at.
Agreed.
So
absolutely.
We'll see.
Yeah. And sound check. I mean, it's basically another concert.
Yes. The fact that we have sound check makes like everything so worth it. And you're right. It really does feel like Map of the Soul 7 karma.
We need to make a sign of like Fort Worth 2018 or something like that.
That's what I said. Cause like if we make it, like if we paint like a flag or something, then we can easily fold that up and like have it in like our bag or just really small, like a small flag, you know?
Yeah.
And, but yeah, because you were saying to me, you were like, oh my God, this is the closest we're going to be to them since Fort Worth in 2018. Uh-huh. Because truly, like, having that concert where it was GA, like open GA, just like a floor where we were at barricade at times or, you know, just like a couple feet back from barricade and it was just like an open crowd it's like unforgettable. You could never get that now, you know?
No.
But to have the opportunity, we're going to be, you know, 20 feet away from them.
Literally, yeah.
Like,
it's so exciting.
We're going to freak so out. Lucky. We're going to fangirl our faces off.
I know. I know. So we ended up getting really lucky with our ticketing experience. We've heard generally that people seem to have been able to get tickets. Not everyone. I will advise anyone who wasn't able to get a ticket, like tickets, you can buy them like secondhand. I know it's not ideal, but we did it for J-Hope's concert. We did it for Yoongi's concert and we bought them on SeatGeek and everything turned out fine. Like the transfer worked out. I'm pretty sure you can't buy VIP tickets if I remember correctly. Like I don't think you can resell those. And if you can, it's probably very tricky or I don't know. That one, that's a little bit more sketchy to me. But just like regular tickets, like we already have talked to a couple Iconics who didn't get tickets and then went into SeatGeek and they were able to buy tickets for not too expensive and are still getting to see BTS. So like be watching those prices. They'll probably drop as like it gets closer to the date. So don't give up hope. You'll get to see BTS. Like if you know, can really make it happen, you really should try to. I know that some armies reported like really good luck, but other armies reported having like over 100,000 people in front of them in line in the queue. Over 100,000. I feel like US is so lucky for the amount of dates that we get, whereas like other countries don't have as many dates and cities to choose from. So the demand is higher in those cities and I can see those queues becoming over 100,000 people.
Yeah.
We really felt for Chicago armies. We heard a lot about Chicago being like crazy with the queue and a lot of armies not getting tickets for Chicago. And I really do believe that it's because the entire Midwest is trying to go to Chicago. Like there are more Eastern cities and Western cities and even Southern cities. And then like the Midwest and Northern Midwest just kind of, it's Chicago.
It's all Chicago. Yeah. And like, I mean, being in St. Louis and Kansas City, a drive to Chicago is nothing. A flight or a drive to like Arlington is doable. You know, like we're road trippers here in the Midwest. But like even then, like splitting the Midwest, like El Paso is way, way west. Like that's, you could not even like,
in south.
Like a Midwestern army is not going to drive probably or not as likely. But like, you know, for Midwest, you really, really have those two cities. Chicago, the main one. And then like if you have to, Arlington. in. And that makes it super hard. I was seeing a lot of screenshots of queues for Chicago having those like over 100,000 people ahead of you, which is so disheartening to see that. And like when it's so competitive to get tickets at one venue, then it feels like a lot of people miss out if they didn't have another option to go somewhere else, or, you know, if it's just not realistic for them to go somewhere else. So yeah, always hoping with BTS tours, like if they would throw in another Midwestern date, you know, a Midwestern city. We have we have St. Louis, we have Kansas City, we even have like Oklahoma City, like cities that have big venues, stadiums, you know, that they could go to that they would still sell it out.
Yeah. I even think about like Colorado. Yeah. Like I feel like, yeah, like Denver area, like
But maybe they wouldn't go there because of like the altitude. Like it would be hard to perform in if they're just like.
I had not even thought about that.
That just came to me just as I was thinking about it. Because like the Broncos Stadium is like at a mile high, you know. But there's so many other great cities in the Midwest. Like Chicago's an awesome city, but definitely feeling for other Midwestern Army that were really putting all their eggs in the basket of Chicago and then just not getting lucky there.
I hope you guys all had really good luck with ticketing. And if you didn't, you were still able to find a seat in a stadium. You know, like truthfully, there are no bad seats. Don't let those view blocking.
Those stupid AI images. Generated fuck photos. Those.
You, literally, you can be anywhere in that stadium and you are going to have the best time of your life. So things did sell out really fast, though. Live Nation confirmed that BTS had sold out all 41 North America, Europe, and UK stadium dates for their world tour. The tickets sold out within a few hours of the pre-sale and the general sale. I'm pretty sure this round they did save some tickets for general sale, by the way. I heard
they
that.
They did, but the general sale tickets went so fast, like almost instantly.
Real quick. Nearly 4.2 million tickets were sold.
That's crazy.
I know. That is crazy. That is just incredible, though. Like, BTS really is the biggest group in the world. And then due to unprecedented demand, they ended up adding additional U.S. dates for Tampa on April 28th, Stanford on May 18th, and Las Vegas for May 28th. So, they ended up having to add more dates.
Which is so interesting. And they were, a lot of ARMY in Mexico were hoping that they would add another date or two to Mexico. They have two nights there. I think three nights there. But this was actually a high enough demand that Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum reached out and sent a diplomatic letter to South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung. And they were petitioning him to ask BTS for more tour dates in Mexico City. There was over a million Mexican fans that wanted to attend the concerts, but between the nights available, there could only be 150,000 total tickets. So that's a large disparity of fans versus a ticket availability, and to only have one tour stop in the very large country of Mexico and just that small amount of tickets, especially after not being in Mexico since the Wings tour, I think like HYBE could have anticipated that there'd be much, much more demand for that venue. The South Korean president did respond to Mexico's president. He thanked her and Mexico for their interest in Korean music, which I thought was really nice. And he said that he passed along her request to HYBE. So maybe internally HYBE is considering adding some tour dates. We'd have to look closer at the tour schedule and see if they have any flexibility around that date before flying to Europe to see, you know, if they can add any dates now. But this is obviously just me with like making a conjecture, but I think there might be a possibility for more dates in 2026, because a few different places on TikTok and Twitter, I did see a potential leak from SoFi's website that BTS would be back in LA at SoFi in early February 2027, like the second and third or something like that. So they could be doing like a love yourself, speak yourself add-on tour type of thing, where they kind of do an encore tour to this Arirang tour and add a second leg with more tour dates in 2027, which really wouldn't surprise me, especially after not touring for so long. So
yeah, I could see that too. I mean, that's really what they did with Permission to Dance.
Added on more days.
They had the dates in LA, and then they ended up adding more days for Las Vegas. Yeah, at a much, I don't know if it was a much later time. It's so funny how quickly you forget stuff, but it was at a,
feels like a month or two.
Right after.
Yeah, after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, so. For Mexican armies and any other armies that weren't able to get a ticket yet, you know, hang in hope that you could still get resale tickets on SeatGeek. And like Bethany said, some of the prices right now are ridiculous, but they will go down because those people that have those tickets, they actually want to regain their money that they spent. So at some point, they're going to bring those down to face value. And then potentially more tour dates in Mexico that they might add or later on in 2027. So we shall see. We'll keep you guys posted if we hear anything.
We will see. Yeah.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care, or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour, plus access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code PODCAST20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's PODCAST20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
So let's talk a little bit about BTS's concert in Korea. BTS are going to be doing a free comeback concert on March 21st at Gwangwamun Square in Seoul, South Korea. This square is a historical landmark. It was a central point of gathering during the Joseon period, which was also when the Arirang tune was widely spread around the country. So we feel like there's the significance of this super historical landmark and gathering spot in Seoul, South Korea. So cool that it is free. And we also saw that it was going to be potentially live streamed, and we found out today that the concert will be broadcasted live on Netflix. So we all get to watch their comeback stage from our homes on Netflix, which how
so cool,
because this is where we're going to, we've been talking a lot about just like how their comebacks have evolved over time since we were fans back in 2017, 2018, you know, like Love Yourself Her, they were still performing on Inkigayo and M Countdown. Like that was the way that we got like those comeback stages. And then they kind of evolved to doing their comeback through American media, like the Jimmy Fallon show and James Gordon and all of that. And now they've just evolved past both of those things. And having this free comeback concert on HYBE's terms and BTS's terms, they get to just choose how and where they want to do it. And so it is very interesting that they're going to be using Netflix.
I kind of love it.
But also,
I was worried that, and I honestly, not that it was a worry, but I just assumed that they would do a live stream on Weverse. But with the live stream being on Netflix, that is such a wider audience that this is going to reach, which I feel like is the core and like the purpose of Arirang. Like BTS have not toured in 6 years. They have not put out group music since Proof. For them to be able to like make their global comeback and like re-debut on such a massive platform, like probably the biggest streaming platform in the world, I think is so monumental, historic, like impressive, you know, like you said, this is like them coming back on their terms, on Hybe's terms. Like it's, you know, it's evolved past the American, you know, late night talk show comeback, which was like the next step up. And now it's like, it's back on their turf. It's at this historic landmark to like really show Korean culture. And now it's being broadcasted to the literal world, not just the people that tune in and know about Weverse, but anyone who has Netflix, that it's going to see it promoted on their homepage of Netflix. How cool.
It feels very, it's so cool. It feels very modern too. Like I feel that I always go back to the Beatles. I know I do this, but you know, the Beatles, whenever they were really like breaking into the US or debuting in the US, they performed on the Ed Sullivan Show, which was like an American talk show type of situation, just like Jimmy Fallon and such. And it just is like, how do we make it 2026? Like the reaching a wider audience, like some people don't really watch late night shows anymore. And what do people do when they get home and they've had dinner, their kids are to bed? They turn on Netflix. And what's streaming? What's new? What's, you know, and they see that there's a live stream for BTS's comeback. Like, I just feel like that is reaching the people of today, right?
Totally.
Worldwide. It's crazy. I think it's amazing. I'm so excited for them. How cool that the concert is free and it's in Korea. Yeah. Like, it's just a full concert's comeback stage for them.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Another thing is, I feel like they may have had like a planned deal with Netflix, because also announced today is that they're going to do a documentary. They're releasing a documentary on March 27th about the creation of their new album, Arirang. And Bethany, I don't know, I couldn't tell you what episode it was, but sometime last fall, you and I definitely guessed, like when we were talking about, it was like maybe August or something, we were like, I bet they're recording all their behind the scenes for like a documentary for this album creation, because Yoongi did it with D-Day, J-Hope did it with, I want to say he did it with Jack in the Box, but those documentaries that they put on Disney Plus were so good and gave you such an amazing glimpse of like the, all of the work and intentionality behind their music. We were just really anticipating that they would do this. So to find out that they actually did do it, and that's also going to come out on Netflix, you know, so like it's like this partner deal, like concert live stream comeback, and then a week later here is the documentary for how all of this came to be. Very cool to me. I'm really, really excited for the documentary. I feel like it gives us just enough time to digest the album on our own, like that week that we'll have it, and then we can go and we can see their process behind it, like
gain more insight special on it.
I'm pumped about that.
I mean, BTS always keeping it fresh, always keeping us on our toes, always bringing us something new, bigger and better. I know that that adds to the pressure for them, but it's just, they continue to do this,
you know, and they can handle it. And I think that like just hearing a lot of their reflections that we have heard over the past year or so, like they're ready to claim all of that pressure and all of that weight. And like, especially RM, it feels like he's very much stepped into like shedding that imposter syndrome of like, why do I have this? Do I deserve this? And instead just being like, you know what? We have worked our asses off for this. We do deserve it. And like, we're going to carry this title and this recognition with pride.
Yeah,
so special. I also want to, I think Bethany touched on that they were doing like this concert for free, and that like they gave out 18,000 free tickets. That's how many like people they can fit inside this square. And there's already, we were kind of looking online between like Korean Times news and stuff, all of the hotels around the area are booked up. A lot of the hotel rooms have views into the square, and the Korean government and like police force are planning for like 180,000 people to gather around the area, even if they can't go inside the square, just to be near BTS's comeback. There's been talk about using a rooftop view from a nearby museum of history that has like a free rooftop you can go to that looks right down into the square too. So that'll definitely be, I hope that on like the Netflix live stream, we get some like aerial footage drone shots of the whole crowd and of everybody there just to, you know, it's like the Beatles mania just to try to see BTS there.
I agree. Oh, it's so cool.
Oh, very
what a
cool.
neat setting. Just, yeah, I am so incredibly excited. Like you said, we are going to be so busy come March, and it's going to be like episode week after week after week. And I don't think I've been so excited to record the podcast weekly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so ready and so stoked to do it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I so am too. I'm very much looking forward to like album reviews and being able to do that. I feel like that is our like bread and butter of what we just like thrive off of, just picking and dissecting this music and the lyrics and like the production apart and really analyzing it.
Cultural significance and history. You know we're going to be getting that with Arirang.
You know it's just going to be like completely saturated with it.
Yes.
And it's in like the best way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're obviously so excited, and we are still just like absolutely astonished that we were able to get VIP soundcheck tickets. Like anytime we talk about it, we're still in disbelief. So we're so grateful and very, very happy and content and lucky, and can't wait to see BTS. And also, like, yes, thank God we get to see them right in April. You know, we don't have to wait any longer. So
yes, and we'll be able to talk about it here on the show for you guys like pretty quickly. Yeah,
literally, we're gonna go to the concert, we're gonna fly home, we're gonna record a concert review episode that night to go out that week. Like, it's coming in hot. Iconics, be ready. Yeah,
well, this was a little bit shorter of an episode, guys, but we just really had to talk about Arirang ticketing and our experience and a little bit about what we can expect with the tour and the comeback. We hope that you guys continue to listen to us. Like, this, I just feel so revived, you know? Like, I am excited for all of the upcoming episodes that we're going to be putting out.
Yes, it's a very exciting time for us and the podcast and for ARMY. So definitely stick tuned or stay tuned. And, you know, thanks for chiming in and listening to this. And, you know, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Yeah. Also, comment where you guys are going.
Yes, we want to know where you all are going.
Yeah, if you're seeing BTS. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And as always, thanks for standing BTS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.